We're recording this now.
Hi, boo.
You know, it's basically over.
Oh. We're discussing proper police etiquette. Or something. Whether police should be allowed to shoot someone if they're breaking the law or not, pretty much.
I'm pro-shooting.
You can't just shoot unarmed people. It's not very nice.
You can't just break into a shop. I know it's good if people actually listen to this, people would be talking about or complaining about how I've got a very small-minded view of society, but screw them. You start small and then work your way up.
I kind of believe that. I think it kind of gets ridiculous whenever the people breaking the law have more rights than the police officers trying to stop them.
Yeah. I think we should have a test case of Belfast. My law gets been defect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whereas if you're doing something against the law, then you're allowed to be shot by plastic bullets, whatever the hell you want to do, I don't know. Or zapped by those electric things.
Or watered.
Or watered.
Water cannon with a taser connected to it.
That would be hard.
Yeah.
You can't do that test out of Mythbusters.
Okay.
It would help.
Yeah, but it's like whenever you're watching like the video or the people rioting, and the police are just standing there with like their wee shields up, and people are just hurling rocks at them, and they just have to stand there and take it. Like, what's the point in them being there in the first place?
Again, the other problem was, see, there have been so many cases when the police have wrongfully just beaten someone.
Yeah.
They do have to be. The police have to be policed.
Yeah.
That makes sense as well.
Aye, but you don't do that by just stopping police being allowed to do stuff. Because I'm sure police probably still beat people occasionally. Wrongly.
Yeah,
it's like the thing in like school whenever someone does something bad in class and the whole class gets punished. One police officer beats someone and no one's allowed to do anything in the police. The police aren't allowed to police. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It was corrupt and dump the police and make a new one.
I
hope he's Chief Justice, whatever the hell it is.
I'm pretty sure they did that.
Do it again! I hate my government. It's all BS.
I don't like this government. They're kind of.
I don't like any government.
I know nothing about our government. I know more about the American government.
I know nothing about any government because I don't want to. Just get angry. No one in government's happy. Nobody talks about government happy.
I don't think government works.
It doesn't.
Which isn't to say that we do anarchism, because that's not going to work either. But the idea of having like two parties pretty much go against each other to determine who rules the country, it just doesn't work. We need Sylvia Herman to become Prime Minister.
Yeah. She's very nice, she sent my mum a letter.
I guess I'm probably getting my grade in the radio. Now moving on with my kebab. Why did it do this? Any more thoughts on police and the state of the world?
I've already screamed before this, so I don't know what else to say.
Democracy's slightly broken at the moment, but I probably shouldn't get into that.
I think the problem, which I'm sure you probably maybe agree with me, is like political correctness and the idea of, like Patrick from NLO says, people are too entitled these days. People just automatically believe that they have the right to do anything, even if it's break into your house and steal something.
Quote, sometimes these bitches need to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Melton, circa 2010. I feel like I've sworn a lot today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a bad mood now. I was in a good mood, now I'm in a bad mood.
Pretty sure you're a kebab.
That I don't know. I want a donut. Bye, boo.